to the phones again. Let's go now to Susan, listening in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm so freaked out.
What happened?
Well, I heard you reading that quote from about the third secret from Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so freaked out by it. I can't handle it. I can't function. I'm so depressed. I'm just scared beyond.
What is freaking you out?
I can't handle it.
What about it is freaking you out? Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to tell a short story. Both my kids, boy and girl, boy named Patrick, girl
I
named
like it.
Colleen. Yeah. 37 and 45 years old. And neither one goes to church. I don't know if they even believe in God anymore.
These are your children?
Yes, and I know it's my fault. And I already felt like we're running out of time.
All right.
Something's going to happen, and it's going to be too late.
Listen, Susan, first of all, let me take your arm in my arm, and let's walk together for a little bit here. It is true.
I wish you were here, Patrick. I don't have anybody.
Well, I'm here for you, even if just over the airwaves.
I tried talking to my priest months ago. You guys talk about getting spiritual directors like you can just walk out on the street corner and get one. No, you can't. I talked to my priest months ago, and he never got back to me about it.
All right, let's sort this through. So just take a deep breath and let's talk about this. First thing is, with regard to spiritual directors, we have the program called The Inner Life. Chuck Neff is the host of that awesome show. That's on immediately after my show ends. So if you're interested in listening to the pre-spiritual directors who are on Relevant Radio every single weekday, you'll be able to listen and get some really good spiritual direction. So that'd be my first little bit of advice. Let's step back, take a deep breath, and take note of the fact that, yes, the Fatima apparitions in 1917 said that there would be some really difficult and bad things that would happen in the future unless people did penance and prayed the rosary and turned back to God. And so we've seen that many people just didn't heed that message. And other apparitions like Akita in Japan in 1973 and other approved apparitions of the church have indicated the same kind of thing. But in each case, Susan, this is why I don't want you to freak out, because in each case, the Blessed Virgin Mary reminds us that if we stay close to Christ, if we pray the rosary every day, if we do acts of penance, and we seek to live the gospel of Jesus Christ the way we all should be living it in any case, that come what may, her Immaculate Heart will triumph in the end. So she emphasizes that there will be a triumph that will take place. And no matter what else happens, you can be assured of victory. And not only that, for victory just in a general sense, but also to pray for the victory for your son and daughter who have left the faith. You mentioned that you say that it's your fault. Why do you say that it's your fault, Susan? Did you neglect to raise them in the faith, or were you taken by surprise when they wound up leaving the Catholic Church?
Well, this is where it might take me a little while to get through the story.
We're real short on time. Let me ask you this question, just because of the length of time. Did you make a good faith effort to teach your kids?
I don't think I did.
Okay. So in this case, then, part of what Mary is calling you to do is to pray the rosary, make it an act of reparation. And if it's an act of reparation for your own failings, we all have our own failings. We all commit sins by commission, things we do, and we commit sins of omission, things that we fail to do that we should have done. So you're in the same boat with the rest of us sinners. I hope that gives you some comfort. So take up the rosary every day if you haven't already done so, and let that be your way of making things right. So if you look in the heart, in your heart of hearts, and you say, I really was at fault that I didn't do something to help my children stay in the faith, you can repair that. And also your rosary for your children is going to be a very, very powerful tool to help bring them home. You'll also be enlisting the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who along with you as a mother herself, she's going to be praying with you for those wayward children of yours. And I can only imagine that that's going to bring you some measure of peace, because you know that you'll be doing the things that Our Lady said. You know who the people who are who have to worry, Susan? It's the people who ignore these messages and who don't seek to live a life that is worthy of being named a Christian. The people who just ignore these things, they never pray, they don't receive the sacraments, they keep on living in a kind of blindness, living for the moment and for the pleasures. Those are the people who have to worry about the things that are coming, not you. If you are close to Jesus and Mary and you're praying the rosary every day, I hope that that gives you a measure of calm, even though things may seem a little bit crazy. Do me a favor. If only we had had more time, Susan, we could have talked longer. I would be more than happy to have you call back, and we'll pick this thread up again on the other side. Up next, more phone calls.